Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so let me just share this very comical thing that happened this morning. All right, so I've already recorded the podcast for today, okay? It was about 16 minutes long. It was really good, at least in my opinion. I don't know, maybe the universe had a different idea. The quote that I was really kind of building the episode on was the quote that you might have often heard: life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. So I gave lots of different examples and stories from my own life and how I've reacted to things, right? So I was like patting myself on the back, feeling good about this podcast episode. Like, yeah, that's awesome. That's a great one. I don't know what happened within the actual downloading of this, my tech. I don't know if it wasn't working this morning. I could not for the life of me get that audio where it needed to go to get to you. And so I sat here and I tried to troubleshoot. I tried to flex. I tried to do all the things. And I eventually just started laughing because it literally is a representation of what I shared in the first podcast. So, you know, you can't plan for these things, right? Like sometimes tech issues happen. You know, I was at the John Maxwell team this last week in Orlando. It was a beautiful time. I'm sure I'll tell you more about it in the future episodes. But, you know, there are a lot of people that I talk to that really are not quite as flexible as they need to be, right? So something will happen as they're creating their business, as they're serving people, as life does, right? Life shows up for all of us every single day. Some of them have kind of this negative attitude of like, well, this person should do this and this person should do that. Well, first of all, should, right? So I've told you should means there's an expectation behind that. Usually there's going to be some disappointment, right? Especially if your expectation was never communicated to another person, there's always going to be disappointment there, right? But in reality, it doesn't matter what happens to you. It matters how you respond to it. So you could spend 20 minutes trying to figure out how to get a podcast up, or you could just say, that's not working. What can I do? Well, I can record another one. So I'm not sure that this episode is going to be at least as good or even better as the last one that I recorded, but there you go. It is what it is. What can I do? And all right, this is what we're doing now. So really just internalize that quote. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Now, one of the things that I think of is, you know, I look across like social media, all my friends, things like that. There's a large clump of friends who are losing parents, particularly mothers, or remembering their lost mothers. There's another group of them that have had, you know, children for the first time or the second time. Another group of them that are becoming grandparents. Many of them who are, you know, struggling with certain illnesses and things like that. That's life, folks. Okay, to think that we're going to go about every single day and not have problems or issues or challenges or opportunities is living in delusional land. Okay, that's life. And so when you can get to the point where you realize, okay, there are circumstances that come upon you that it's almost like you're gifted those circumstances from someone else, okay? Particularly if you're a parent, you know, you might have an issue. We've had, when I was gone, I had one or two of my girls were sick. And so that's a circumstance that you have to deal with, you know, trying to fit in, okay, now we need to go to the doctor, rearrange schedules, right? Things like that. That's not something that I'm making happen. That's not something that, you know, I said, hey, why don't we, you know, plan for this, right? That's just life. And so when you can acknowledge this is a thing now, let's take care of this thing right now in this moment. Let's flex. Let's do what we need to do, but keep a good attitude about it. Then you can handle life in a more appropriate manner. If you get all worked up about it, you're going to cause yourself stress and other people stress as well. You know, I was in the Orlando airport this weekend. And for those of you who listen and you were there, you know what a crazy, chaotic experience that was. Orlando is a place where all rules about travel go to die. It is the Wild West. It is crazy land, okay? There's so many people that are going down there for all kinds of reasons, especially to go to the happiest place on earth, which to me is not so much, but that's a whole nother episode. but in March, during spring break, it is absolutely horrendous. So when I go to the airport, I don't leave, you know, any other airport, to be honest. Major airport all around the world, except a couple places, but most of the major airports, I can, from car through security, under 10 minutes. Okay. I've mastered this whole travel thing, but Orlando, not so much. I make sure I'm there 4 hours before my flight. And I'm glad I did this weekend because it took me 90 minutes from car through security. And that's even with all the bells and whistles of getting through quicker. Okay. And I know this. So I don't have a bad attitude that I'm standing there for 90 minutes in a line. Why should I have a bad attitude about this? I know that this is coming. I'm flexing. I'm saying, all right, this is what we're doing now. What can I do? I made friends in the line. I encouraged people as much as I could. You know, when people said, you know, that they're like, you know, three rows behind me and I hear them saying that their flight is leaving in an hour, I pray for them that they can find a rescheduled flight because they're not making that one, right? So it does nobody any good to, let's say, arrive at the Orlando airport of life and see the chaos and crazy that's there and go, oh, who should I blame for this? Who should I point my finger at? Who should I yell at to tell them, how dare all of you people be here at the airport when my flight leaves in 1 hour? Right? Now, I'm using this as an example, but this is what happens in life. Life happens in all in your days, right? Do you get up in the morning and say, who's the matter with me today? Is it going to be my boss that's going to tick me off? Is it going to be my significant other, my child, the guy that cuts me off in traffic? Like, that is normal life. I want you to hear that. Every single person has those things. But life is 90% how you react to that, right? Do you, you know, I pray for the safety of the guy who cuts me off. Like, you must have something going on in your life. I hope you're safe, right? And I move along with my day. You know, when my kid is causing some crazy and chaotic things, you better be, I'm definitely praying. Okay. I'm also trying to figure out, how can I support and encourage you and love you in the way that you need right now? Right? Because they're having a storm and I can help in that moment. So what I'm trying to encourage you today is stop trying to fight with the life that's showing up for you. Start noticing that there's opportunity there and you always have a choice of how to look at things. And how you look at them determines how your experience will be. So as I was going through, you know, all of the crazy, chaotic traveling, trying to get home from this event, I realized, you know, this is just a normal travel time, right? Like, I've traveled enough to be like, no, this is normal. This is not anything out of the ordinary. Listen, I had a plane that worked. I had a plane that took off and landed, a few planes. Like, I got home safely. It's all good. But I can guarantee you that there's still some people that were on some of those planes with me that are still upset about what happened in their travels days later. Okay. That's going to have an effect on you. That's going to have an effect on the people around you. That's going to have an effect on your physical body. So sometimes, you know, you're experiencing life and you're getting upset at whatever the experience is rather than taking it as an opportunity to flex and to say, all right, I guess we're doing this now, right? And what can I do? Those are my, you know, favorite go-tos. So there you go. Again, I think the first podcast was better, but I don't know, maybe you needed to hear my passion today on this subject. So there's that. Also, I did want to share, because I went to this big event, I got 17 pages of notes. Those notes are pictorial notes. So I'm not an artist by any means. They're very simple pictures, but you can look at the picture and be inspired with the concept. And so if you're interested in getting those notes, and or for those of you who have already taken my note-taking class, it's less than an hour and it teaches you the whole process so that you can actually take notes for anything and get them in your head, so that you never actually have to look at your notes again. So it's more than just taking notes. It's a process of learning and rapid action for learning. So if that's something that you're interested in, if you've taken the class already, you do not need to pay again. Just go into your portal, log in, and you'll find it in your library, and then you'll see all of the new notes. So for those of you who haven't taken it that want to take it, it is $35. It's an hour on-demand class. But the beauty about that is every single event I go to, I put in all of my notes. And so at this point, you know, we've had several years. So we've got dozens of pages of notes in there. So when I go to an event, you get the opportunity to take in all of my learning from that event, especially if you weren't there. So that really is the big bonus there. So I'll put the link for the class in the description. If you've taken the class before, you don't need to follow the link. Just go sign in and get the notes. But if you want to take the class and have access to all of those, you know, beautiful and that's what other people say. I look at it, I'm like, oh, I don't think it's so beautiful, but other people say so. So there you go. Check it out. See if that's right for you. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm really hoping the tech works as soon as I hit stop on this. So we'll just see. And with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right. Bye-bye.